With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At the Republican Jewish Coalition Summit over the weekend in Las Vegas, GOP presidential contender sharply criticizing President Biden's Israeli policies and the failure of Democrats to condemn anti-Semitism across the United States. Former President Donald Trump says he believes the violent Hamas incursion into Israel would not have happened had he been in the White House.
You've got to be strong, otherwise they're going to be taking over and they're going to be doing things that you wouldn't even believe. When I'm back in the White House, America's enemies will now once again, and they're going to know it, that if you try to kill our citizens, we will kill you. We will kill you.
At the forum, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says if he is elected president, he will not allow refugees from Gaza to live in the United States. Also at SRNnews.com, Boeing losing, it says, millions of dollars on its contract to build two new Air Force One planes.
The aircraft maker recently reported a $482 million loss on its contract with the Air Force to build two new presidential jets because of higher estimated manufacturing costs. 5 years ago, Boeing agreed to a fixed-price contract to build two new planes to serve as Air Force One and replace the current fleet, which is 31 years old. According to the Air Force, the first new presidential plane is expected to start flying in 2027, several years behind schedule. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Economy officials from the Group of Seven Wealthy Democracies holding two-day talks in Japan. The G7 includes the United States, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and Britain. This is SRN News. Interesting new study reveals American teenagers believe in what they believe about God and the Holy Bible.
The numbers come from the Cultural Research Center, and they indicate that 69% of adolescents agree with the statement that, quote, God exists and is the all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect creator and ruler of the universe. However, only 35% believe that sin is real, and just 36% believe that the only solution to sin is Christ's death on the cross. The national survey also indicates that only 1 in 4 teens believe the Bible is true. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of the deadly Hamas strike on Israel, supporting the Jewish state has leapt to a top priority for evangelicals in the leadoff Republican presidential caucuses in Iowa. That, hard to believe, is now just under 3 months away. This is SRN News. The battle between Israel and Hamas continues. We get more from reporter Felice Friedson in Jerusalem.
Phase two of the Israel-Hamas war is underway, according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Israeli leader addressed the nation Saturday night, again cautioning that the war will not be over anytime soon. He repeated what has become the war's mantra, that the people of Israel are fighting for their second war of independence. Meanwhile, tension is building between government officials over whose negligence allowed the Hamas invasion to go off unnoticed and why it took so long for the army to enter the fray. In a tweet, Netanyahu accused the Shin Bet intelligence agency and the military but removed the post. Relatives of those kidnapped are demonstrating in Jerusalem. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.